Excuse me. You said earlier, progress is saying no to what hinders our progress.
Yes.
Earlier?
I said that.
And then here you've just read and shared with us, we're not entitled, therefore, to our bitterness. So when I'm in that place where I'm aware of an anger or guilt or shame, are you then, I think what you're saying is, my practice is not to stop that feeling from being given acknowledgement, but to say, oh, anger, or oh, this, oh, that. But then, forgive the
yes,
self.
Yes, and not to justify it.
Right.
You know, I frequently quote William Blake's line, don't believe the lie. And he said it a little nicer than that. All right, don't believe the lie. The lie is I'm justified in my bitterness. You know, it's very important that you do exactly what you said, that you recognize your anger, your bitterness, your feeling unfairly treated, that you don't deny it, but that you don't justify it. You know, I frequently refer to the line in chapter 27 that says that there is a way to escape from suffering. And the way to escape from suffering is to look at the problem as it is, not the way you've set it up. Period. That's all it says. Look at the problem as it is, not the way you've set it up. The way you set it up, the way we all set it up, is the problem is out there. And then I justify it. To look at the problem as it is the problem that I chose my ego. That's all you do. So be aware if I'm angry, if I'm guilty, if I'm depressed, if I'm enraged, if I'm bitter, that's my choice. And where I am right now is I don't want to let it go. I'm too afraid of who I would be to be right-minded all the time. Who would I be without my anger and my bitterness? But at least I know that's the thing. So again, that's the point of that lesson. Let's just read it again. We have been given everything. If we refuse to recognize it, we are not therefore entitled to our bitterness. So I realize I am actively choosing not to recognize my wholeness. That's why I'm feeling needy. That's why I'm feeling angry, etc. That's all I have to do. That's the little willingness the Course talks about. I'm not asked to do anything else. But at least be honest. Early in the text, Jesus says, be honest with me, we must hide nothing from each other. Right? So being honest with him means, I say, you know, I still like my ego more than you. I still like special love more than your love. And that's why I'm feeling the effects of that. That's honest. That's what you have to do. And then at some point, the pain of that will become more and more excruciating, and then I'll say, I don't want to do this anymore. Then I'll let it go. But what keeps the door open is not justifying the anger, not believing the ego's lies. That's the most important thing.